at AlcaVision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you have the Hollywood flu? Yes, the influenza, pandemic outbreak. Oh, my gosh. It's happening. Coming to a theater near you. And they hope coming to infest your consciousness as well. That's right. Did you see this new film coming out? I think is it this fall that it comes out? It's called Contagion. Scary stuff, right? If you want to talk about programming the public with fear, those that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you better get them on the Robert Scott Bell Show soon, because they're going to be freaking out when this movie opens up. Kind of like back in 1995 when Dustin Hoffman started that movie Outbreak. Any of you remember Outbreak? I've referenced that film so many times over the years because it has to do with everything that's wrong with not only Hollywood, but biology and immunology and the CDC and the FDA and everything else. Because they're under the mistaken impression that if you simply sneeze on somebody, that they're automatically going to die. That's what they want you to believe. All you got to do is walk around the wrong corner and have somebody breathe on you. You're dead. That's the fear-mongering. See, here we monger calm. C-A-L-M. We calm monger. We bring you the information to get you to walk through these nonsense Hollywood endings, so to speak, that they don't want you to know about. Certainly not. Mass brainwashing on tap this fall, as they're already setting the campaign forward to get ready for the next, perhaps, is it going to be the bioengineered virus release? See, my argument here is, and there's a great article, by the way, on Natural News, just came out yesterday. Ethan Huff wrote this. I don't think it's going to be bioengineered. In fact, they don't need to bioengineer anything. You want to know how sure I am of that? Because look at AIDS. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, as they call it. This bogus disease that is not a disease, it's a syndrome, which is not caused by a retrovirus. Some have argued that, you know, if they're in the alternative media, they'd say, well, it's evidence of a engineered retrovirus. And I was like, nonsense. It's evidence of an engineered pharmaceutical fantasy in your brain that you believed. Now, if you've been listening to the RSB show for years, you don't believe it anymore. You know better. But so many, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions, I don't know how many Americans will still fall for this line of garbage when this Hollywood movie comes out in the fall. I mean, it's summer blockbuster season, right? But here we got, it's not as benign as Harry Potter, and some people might think that's benign, but at least they're not promoting a phony flu. Now, the reality is actually much scarier, because it shows you how powerful, or it should show you how powerful you are in creating disease. But of course, simultaneous to that is the power you have to create health and wellness and vitality. But the fear thing focuses all of this in a negative context, in a negative way, which depletes your immune system. Now, when I talk about so-called HIV not causing AIDS, it's just the mere belief that it does was enough to send people to drug doctors, to the witch doctors, the real witch doctors of the pharmaceutical drug manufacturers and their minions, their distributors, their drug dealers are licensed by the state. And they convinced hundreds of thousands to millions of people to ingest toxic medicines that could kill a healthy person, could kill a healthy horse. Going back to AZT, I'll have more on that. They don't want you to use geckos. Geckos for AIDS. Oh, we'll get to that. By the way, the phone number today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You are plugged into the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com, and you have the news notes up, and also you'll know that my dear friend Christopher Barr, not a doc, will be back with me this afternoon, if you're listening in the morning, this morning, wherever you are around the world. We're going to talk about melting metabolic syndrome. No, not melting the pounds away. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about destroying the whole mythology of metabolic syndrome and simply pointing out what it really is, what it isn't. And I have great links up there to articles about this, some scientific research as well, as the latest Chris Barr article through Health Truth Revealed. And that's going to be great. We got a lot of cool stuff happening there. But first and foremost, as I said, the Hollywood brainwashing of the influenza pandemic, the next one. They've been trying for years, every year, chicken little Gerber ding, remember? From the CDC before she went over to Merck vaccines. Oh, man, she was having a good time playing chicken little, wasn't she? Because now she got rewarded the $5 billion Merck vaccine division from CDC to Merck. And back again. Don't get Merck'd again. Now, the flu shots that they want you to get, of course, do not prevent the flu. There's so much science that shows this to be the case. In fact, they are the opposite. They're creating problems, neurological and otherwise. But I am concerned about a potential pandemic. Robert, what are you talking about? You just said there wasn't one. I said, well, it's not caused by a bioengineered influenza virus. But what I am concerned about is what I always talk about, the law of the terrain. Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, these are the people that, you know, literally ran circles around Louis Pasteur and beyond and revealed the basic facts and the truth about the terrain, the milieu, and the environment, that the only microbes that are ever able to attack us are there simply because we have provided them the terrain, the milieu, or the environment for them to grow and manifest and create what they call infection. And this is the, you know, the unspoken truth, the thing that the pharmaceutical industrial complex cannot have you know about. You are not allowed to know about the law of the terrain. Because should you really learn it and understand it and live it, you no longer live in fear. Hollywood can throw whatever contagion movie it wants at you, and you'll be able to see through it. Any amount of propaganda that the EPA, the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, Barack Obama, or any of his minions throws at you will not fly. However, because of the abject assault on our terrain by toxins, pharmaceutical drugs, heavy metals, pesticides, and now GMOs, for which the EPA says, hey, no problem. Just be nice to the people that don't like GMOs. They'll look the other way. I'm not kidding. I'm going to talk about that a little later in the program as well. No GMOs, please. Now, in order to understand what's happening here, this assault on the terrain is compounded further by the radiation streaming from Fukushima and who knows what other sources that the EPA and the Obama administration will not reveal to you. So you have to go to alternate sources of information in the news, some of which we've linked and discussed over the months here, this year on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is what concerns me, really, because this would precipitate and maybe even facilitate, certainly it would enable the potential of a real pandemic. Caused by a flu virus or not. The fact that we have become so weakened, if you don't listen to what we say here, what we talk about here, or if you don't listen to my show every day during the week through Natural News Radio as well, you might be duped into believing that, yes, the next virus is going to be the one, or should tens of thousands or more of Americans start dropping like flies because of what they claim is a flu, you won't know. But you will. You're listening. You'll know. But many of your friends and relatives won't know that it isn't the microbe. It is the genuine and general assault that has been going on for decades now and accelerating, sometimes seemingly exponentially, assaulting our immune system, assaulting our liver, assaulting our thyroid, our thalamus and hypothalamus. All of these things are depleting the selenium in our system and other trace elements that make it possible for us to withstand the assault of these microbes that come and go, that exist all the time within us and outside of us. And until we fully embrace and understand this, we are ripe to be manipulated by those powers and elitists, the pharmaceutical scumbags, who want us to cower in fear and take the shots that they're going to be producing at double the rate. That's right, for those of you who buy into the Hollywood contagion mythology, it's okay. They're doubling flu vaccine production by 2005, according to the World Health Organization, a subset of the United Nations, a subset of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You can feel good, Mom and Dad, because global production of seasonal flu vaccines is expected to double to 1.7 billion doses by 2015. How much aluminum? How much mercury? How much MF59? How much adjuvants will they throw in there? How much human and animal DNA, aborted fetal tissue, will they throw in there? The World Health Organization doesn't say they don't care. They don't want you to know. They only want you to know that the flu is going to get you. So they say if a new flu pandemic erupts, the world's projected 37 vaccine makers could potentially triple their annual production of trivalent. It's getting this really fancy here. Trivalent seasonal vaccine to make 5.4 billion doses of pandemic vaccine. In the meantime, destroying your gut ecology, destroying the gut flora that is essential for protecting you, from those so-called microbes that never survive and never can thrive in you, viral or otherwise, when you are truly vital and healthy, when you have a terrain that can withstand so much because you are minerally proficient. You have your sea vegetation in you. You have your selenium in you. You have your microflora in you. And you are counteracting it in an ongoing basis. Are you or are you not? That is the question, because you could become a victim of what they are projecting here. Through emotion, through black magic, or through vaccines, which is a subset of black magic. How many eggs are they going to get? GMO eggs, probably, to produce this. Listen, we'll have more on this on the Robert Scott Bell Show today as we continue on this discussion. But first, we've got to rip the heart out of metabolic syndrome. Not that there's really heart in there. The false science, so to speak. Oh, it's going to upset even some of our nutritional buddies, but Chris Barr doesn't mind. Not a doc joins me. After this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 800-259-5791. Rock in the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. Coming right back after this.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only
$39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those listening online, we're having some trouble with the stream today. They're working on resolving it. I just want to let you know there is a telephone number. Those that are listening and able to hear the show right now, you can always listen line through 760-569-7715, 760-569-7715, just in case there's any streaming problems. And, of course, if you miss anything, just tell them the stream plays on, the podcast plays on and on and on, and you will always have the opportunity to listen after the fact, too. So thank you for being here. 800-259-5791 is the number to call in live while we're on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show here. And, of course, while we're trying to get Chris Barr up, there's certainly some more on the issue of the flu vaccine that I wanted to talk about. Because the World Health Organization, if you're not aware of this, is an incredibly corrupt pharmaceutical elitist scumbag organization. Can I say that calmly and gently and lovingly? I'll try. Yeah, they were found, you know, corrupted, if you will, in promoting the so-called vaccine scare, the H1N1 pandemic of 2009 and 2010. And that was... That was an incredible, nonsense, dangerous kind of scenario where many people were duped into believing that they needed a flu shot that not only didn't work, it was worse than didn't work. It actually created problems. And we go back to that time as well. Remember the seasonal flu shot that was given to that Washington Redskins cheerleader? If you remember her, she got into this whole neurological, issue. And it was just horrific what had happened. And it kind of raised the spotlight. But it also raised the so-called pharmaceutical apologists, the so-called quackbusters that would attack anybody who questions the sanctity of the sacrament of the vaccine division of the Church of Biological Mysticism. And that, of course, is anybody who questions vaccines should be attacked vociferously. And attacked ad hominem, not ever to address the issues based on the science that is there, nor ever acknowledge that there are substances and energies that could protect us from influenza. And I realize we're charging through the summer months here, but it gets very quickly to the point where you start seeing the buzz in the media about, oh, we got to push those vaccines again. It's back to school vaccine. Is your child caught up? If not, you will be arrested and thrown into prison. You see these stories from time to time, trying to frighten you into believing that your child has to be injected with experimental medicaments just to attend government indoctrination centers. And of course, you can get me started on those, but I understand the reason why most people reluctantly send their kids to those schools is because the economic system in America has been destroyed since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. When it came into being, this idea of fiat money, of money that was backed by nothing or backed by less and less, that could be basically produced outside of the realm of that which backed it, that which it used to be, according to the Coinage Act of 1792, which has never been repealed. And they started printing up more paper and then there was money to back it up until they said, give us all your gold, turn it in, Americans. And the American sheeple bought it because of, paranoia around World War II and everything else that had happened. And so this is the scenario here in the 21st century. Do we still have dupable and culpable Americans? Yes, unfortunately, plenty. Plenty. We were duped into going into Iraq, right? They could argue that, okay, we can go into Afghanistan and target, the so-called Taliban. But to go out now into Libya, into Pakistan, into Yemen, and you would talk about destroying the terrain. Do you want to defend yourself? Do you want to have the ability to defend yourself? Well, explain to me how you blow all your ammunition. You destroy your soldiers by weakening them on permanent warfare. They come back, they're sick, they're debilitated, they're hopped up on SSRI drugs for PTSD. And you explain to me how you're going to be able to defend America from Chinese incursions. When China realizes, as they seemingly are, that America can't pay its debts because $14.3 trillion is untenable. It can't be paid back unless they monetize the debt thereby destroying the currency altogether, as if they've been destroying it since 1913. That dollar is worth, what, between 3 and 4 cents now? You follow this, you see the destruction. Now, if I were to posit a possibility, somebody out there wants to see the destruction of America by the destruction of its economy. And whether Obama is participating overtly or covertly, it matters not at this point, because the things that he is doing, and many of the Democrats and Republicans are following suit on the emergency, we're going to have to raise that debt ceiling, are simply contributing to the guaranteed decline and destruction of the American Republic by destroying her economy. Of course, by fundamentally intervening in the way that they have, it's kind of like giving somebody chemotherapeutic agents for an immune deficiency that doesn't even exist. Even if immune deficiency exists, the fact of the matter is it may be subtle and it's going to be brought on in an accelerated fashion by giving chemotherapeutic drugs to people who are largely healthy. Kind of the point I've made over the years of highlighting and spotlighting people that were given a so-called HIV diagnosis, even though that's impossible to give, at least based on science. But by doing this, they're then injecting, or let's say causing pills to be taken. People are frightened into taking pills that kill them. And they die of the treatment, just as they've been doing for, well, I'd almost say generations now, but certainly for a long time. Since even prior to the war on cancer, when allopathic medicine got its monopoly and the field of oncology grew to dupe you into believing that cancer was merely a deficiency of chemotherapeutic agents. Toxic mustard gases from World War I repackaged as really cool toxic stuff, but it's only bad for your cancer cells. And of course it ends up destroying your whole immune system, your liver, depleting your body of selenium and everything else. This is the kind of thing that can't be covered on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or CNN, and MSNBC for that matter. And yet many of those so-called leftist hosts are arguing that, well, Obamacare, if you stand against Obamacare, oh, you're a potential terrorist. How outrageous of you. And people want coverage for the kind of medicine that will kill them. This is a sad state of affairs in America, where they're getting us to beg for our own demise. Those who are demanding more welfare or more warfare, you're literally begging for your own demise instead of restoring freedom, restoring the terrain in your body by detoxifying the body of all the toxic elements, including the toxic thoughts and emotions that are planted there by those who would use those emotions against you. So we can blame Obama all we want, but it begs the question of how did Obama get there? Thank you, George Bush, for making that possible, of course. But even more so, where were the American people in being complicit in voting for the lesser of two evils time after time after time after time and expecting a different result? The American people have gone insane. And I am one of the American people. I was part of that insanity at one point. Am I still? Maybe some people have an opinion on that. You want to let me know? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The show notes are up there at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Sign up. And also during the week, Monday through Friday, remember this. Go to naturalnewsradio.com. Put in your email address. You will be getting a daily update on the Robert Scott Bell Show, all the links and great things that are coming up. By the way, Mike Adams and I did a wonderful seminar, over 9 hours of audio for you to download very inexpensively. You can go to naturalnews.com and find that out, about food security. Are you secure enough to be able to feed your family in the coming collapse? Well, I want you to be ready, be prepared, not scared. Empowering you to heal, that's what I do here. It is my job. Thank you for being a part of the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Lots more healing to go after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You know, it's bad enough that the feds don't want you to have access to dietary supplements. I've covered that this past week, including a great show on Friday with John Rappaport, my dear friend, and talking about ways to do it. But it's not that bad already. But the science about so much of what we've come to accept as real is either bogus or half bogus or a quarter bogus or 99%, whatever it is, it's enough to throw you off the scent. And that's why we have my good friend, Christopher Barr, not a doc, and his name is his disclaimer, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show to melt metabolic syndrome away. And we're not talking about the weight or the fat. We're talking about the actual syndrome that may or may not even exist. Or if it does, it's something far simpler than what we've been led to believe. Chris Barr, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, great to be back, Robert, and exposing the medical myths one by one.
Yes, it's fun, isn't it?
Years ago, they wouldn't admit hypoglycemia existed and eventually came around a little. They still haven't come around a lot on that one. And then they told women it was all in your head when you had problems around your period, your menstrual time there, and finally, PMS was accepted, and fibromyalgia, they said, there's no such thing as that until they got a drug they could treat it with. then all of a sudden they found, oh, it does exist now. And, you know, when they don't understand something, as with metabolic syndrome, they just make up something. Say, oh, this is metabolic syndrome.
Oh, yeah, or it's all in your head. And, of course, then they give you a psychiatric drug. How many times have you heard that happening?
Yeah, yeah. They did that with fibromyalgia. Oh, it's just in your head. Shades of PMS issues. Until they had a drug to treat it. Well,
right.
Now we have really become quite a big item, metabolic syndrome. And this is something they've admitted when they don't have anything to treat it with other than a whole array of drugs to try, but some of the things they can't do anything about. So they've just put these things that they found beginning to exist in larger and larger segments of the population. And they said, oh, this is metabolic syndrome. And real simply, metabolic syndrome, it first came about in the late 1990s. I think it was the American Heart Association that came up with this. And then the World Health Organization jumped in. And anyway, several major medical groups nationally and internationally have coined a little bit of a difference, although they all agree on the basics, and that is, if you have any three of the following, then you have metabolic syndrome. If you have reduced high-density lipoprotein, that's the cholesterol they call the good cholesterol. Number two, if you have elevated triglyceride levels. Number three, if you have impaired glucose tolerance. Number four, if you're obese. And number five, if you have high blood pressure. So any of those three, and you have metabolic syndrome. Well, a big part of the U.S. population, now is obese because they eat junky garbage foods. But you can be obese eating good foods, and then you don't have reduced HDL. You don't have elevated triglyceride levels. You don't have impaired glucose tolerance. This is giving them a fit. There have been studies in the last year, several of them in major journals, noting that the people who are obese and not showing metabolic syndrome, well, those are the people who are eating whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables. They like to eat, and what they're eating are good foods. So if you take these five items, and, you know, I've taken them apart one by one in a lengthy cover story in the Crusader, the brand new issue that's just hitting the mailboxes now, on metabolic syndrome and related medical myths. Well, to make it short.
Actually, we're going to make it so short, Chris. We're going to make it so short. We're going to tease you into the next segment on that article that I have linked in through healthtruthrevealed.com, a phenomenal article that Chris put together on the fallacy of metabolic syndrome. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, and we'll reverse diabetes as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world, my good friend Christopher Varr, notadoc.org. I've got the links up, and I just posted an additional link for those of my Facebook friends to his article over at Health Truth Revealed. And it is fantastic in the way it disassembles the metabolic mythology of metabolic syndrome and makes it as simple as possible. And that's where you were about to lead, Chris, when we had to go to break.
Yeah, just keep it real short and simple. The first of the five that if you have three of, you have metabolic syndrome
yes.
is reduced HDL levels. Well, way back in 1981, and many times since then, but we can go back to 1981, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they noted that there was an increase of greater than 10% in HDL when middle-aged men were given just 200 micrograms of chromium daily over a three-month period, compared to the men in the control group who didn't receive any additional chromium. So that's 30 years ago that we were able to note, and I have many studies besides that one. So reduced HDL is a lack of chromium. Moving right to number two, elevated triglyceride levels. Well, I can take you back even farther to 1980 in the prestigious medical journal Diabetes. And they noted that there was a consistent reduction of triglyceride levels, and they specifically used whole food chromium supplementation. They used actual chromium yeast that's much more accessible, and that's 1980, more than 30 years ago. Impaired glucose tolerance, the third item they listed, well, there have been all kinds of studies on that. Let's look at just one more than 10 years ago, noting a higher percentage of subjects responded positively, that's a quote, regard to their sugar levels when they had were diabetics,
right,
and type 2 diabetics in the Saudi Medical Journal. So that's a lack of chromium. So three of the five we've already shown, it's just a lack of chromium. So if you have to have three out of five in
yes.
order to be metabolic syndrome, and we eliminate three of the five with just chromium, it's not metabolic syndrome. It's a gross chromium deficiency.
Yes. Yes. Well, who's going to be upset with you for bringing this up? Because a lot of people in the holistic realm are really into promoting this idea of metabolic syndrome. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, these symptoms that people are experiencing are very real, but is the correction that complicated?
No, it's not complicated at all. I've seen it all all the time for 30 years, more than 30 years, that I've worked in these regards. Initially, I just got involved with chromium because of blood sugar metabolism and increasing energy levels. That was enough to excite me, but I then began to find these, you know, successes with cholesterol, HDL, triglycerides, and many other things within less than 10 years of utilization of chromium and then seeing the studies come out. Obesity, one of the other five, again, I started off by noting obesity isn't a problem when you're well-nourished, and the American dietary with obesity, with all of these symptoms, are in people that are eating white flour with 92% of the chromium removed,
right?
91%, 92% of the selenium removed, 95% of the silicon removed, white sugar that has 99% of the chromium removed. You know, again, a significant portion of the obesity is related to chromium deficiency, selenium deficiency, and silicon deficiency. If you were carrying some extra weight and you had all those nutrients, then you don't have the problems that are being associated with obesity. So now we've knocked out four out of the five. This is just a phony baloney syndrome because doctors don't know what to do about this. So they've created this, oh, this is a mysterious metabolic syndrome.
Well,
and the folks
are
in nutrition are getting excited about it now and starting to package, you know, $100 a month programs or $200 a month. Take all of these products to defeat metabolic syndrome. You just need chromium, the right form, the right amount.
Well, yes, indeed, and we've covered that so many times over the years here, Chris, you and I, and of course I want to reference your book on chromium. It's available through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, and you've recently updated and expanded it with even more and kept the price the same, which is nice, and Jonathan can be reached at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, as well as the article, which I've linked to in my show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it. And this gets us to the point of wanting to talk about blood pressure, but we don't have time at the moment. Can you stick around another segment so we can get to the blood pressure issue?
Sure, we can do that.
Perfect. Well, talking with Christopher Barr, notadoc.org, and we are rocking the health world here, breaking up the misinformation that even exists within the natural products industry. And we're going to undo what we call the metabolic syndrome, or we don't call it that. We call it a deficiency of chromium. And, of course, we want to acknowledge other trace elements as well. So we're going to break. We'll be back and talk high blood pressure with Chris after this.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
One short segment of a radio show and obliterate, or let's say reverse, the reduced high-density lipoproteins and reverse the elevated triglyceride levels and reverse the impaired glucose tolerance issues and address obesity. In one short segment, the only thing we couldn't fit in, Chris, was high blood pressure, so we have to hold you over, which I don't mind doing. You know how much I love what you do, and I appreciate what you're doing. So the issue on the metabolic syndrome, as we're talking about, a lot of it related, pretty much all of it related to, let's say, a deficiency in the glucose tolerance factor, chromium. Of course, we talk about it in terms of whole food forms. But the high blood pressure issue gets, for a lot of people, a lot more complicated, and you're going to simplify it for us.
Well, yes, yeah, somewhat. The high blood pressure is a little tricky.
Yes, a little bit.
It takes usually, in my experience, 6 months to really get it fully under control. We can start making a difference within weeks to a month or so. But it's a long-term excess of cadmium, which, again, comes from eating white flour and white sugar. That increases cadmium levels in the body. Also, refined white salt does that as well, and white rice consumption, plus automobile exhaust or any, you know, gasoline exhaust, factory exhaust, and one of the biggest sources of cadmium, cigarette smoking.
Right.
That's
right.
Why smoking cigarettes dramatically increases high blood pressure. This was all found by Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder and ignored by medicine to this day. So they treat with all kinds of different drugs, and at least one, usually two, and then a third one to combat the effects. Side effects of the first one or two, when it's really a cadmium excess. And the only way to remove cadmium from the body is with selenium, which is why smokers have so much more cancer than non-smokers, because selenium is the most anti-cancerous substance that you can put in your body. But when you have a bunch of cadmium floating around that's bad, the body has to get rid of it, and the only means it can do that is with selenium. So then you end up short on selenium and increase cancer levels. So the first thing you have to do is increase your selenium levels, but cadmium also pushes out zinc. So you have to put a little bit of zinc into the diet, and both of those items work slowly in reversing the blood pressure. So I add in whole food magnesium first thing in the morning and last thing when you go to bed at night, because that combats the effects. Especially the stress effects on increasing blood pressure levels. So you don't really need the magnesium exactly for high blood pressure, but you get faster results on the symptoms by putting magnesium in there than you do with selenium and zinc. And Robert, isn't it amazing that the selenium, magnesium, and zinc are all dramatically reduced in the same white flour, white rice?
Yes.
So it's a dietary problem, which they're trying to change. This has been the U.S. dietary. There's an article a couple of days ago that said they want to start referring to this as the industrial global diet.
So yeah, now why would they be trying to take the heat off of the West and America and that kind of? Because is it because the whole globe seems to be adopting it?
Well, yeah, they are. In fact, there was an article 2 days ago said that Mediterranean's abandoning their diet. And noticing that they're not eating fresh fruits and vegetables and olive oil, whole grains, that they're eating hamburgers and soda.
Yeah.
which is an American thing, but they want to call that a global industrial diet now.
Well, it's the adoption of our way of life. It, you know, always reminds me of the time I went to the West Africa and came really there to learn from them. They didn't expect a white guy from America to come. You know, they're always used to looking, oh, the colonialists are coming to teach us. It's like, no. I wanted to learn from them, their bush medicines, protect the medicines of their ancestors, go back to the way your ancestors ate. And they were shocked by, you know, somebody coming from America telling them to go preserve what they know and have known for a long time.
Yes. Reminds me of when I read the Kuwaiti Medical Journal about 10 years ago, and their equivalent of their Surgeon General was befuddled. He was writing about the importance of chromium that he had discovered for diabetes, and he was questioning in this article in the Kuwaiti Medical Journal why America doesn't make more use of the wealth of chromium research that they have available to fight diabetes.
Hmm. Yeah, it really is amazing. And on top of that, you have now we have as a PDF, and I'll get that up on the website as well, the actual CDC reference point where they acknowledge the validity and the essentiality of this GTF form of chromium.
Yeah, this is really incredible because it's the only place that they have in more than 1,000 references to chromium on the CDC website where they actually note it as a nutrient. And it's incredible because they note right off the beginning it is required to potentiate insulin and for normal glucose metabolism. They note that chromium deficiency is associated with heart disease, decreased lean body mass, decreased sperm count, elevated body fat, excessive blood sugar, impaired fertility, impaired glucose tolerance, and maturity onset diabetes. And then they end this really short single page with an incredible statement. Studies have shown that the chromium supplementation in deficient and marginally deficient subjects can result in the rapid reversal of many of the symptoms of chromium deficiency. So there it is right in the government documentation. They know this information, but they're not promoting it. I'm kind of wondering how long they'll leave it there once the publishing of this becomes well known.
Exactly. And, of course, what they are promoting is the increased production of influenza vaccines, for which there is no deficiency, and for which a healthy person, when we talk about the so-called seasonal flu or even the historical pandemics, are only susceptible to when their terrain is corrupted due to deficiency and toxicity like we've covered for so many years.
Yes, poor eating habits from not getting the nutrients and saturating the body in place of nutrition with various chemicals that have never been in the diet before in the forms of, you know, whether it's flavoring agents, artificial sweeteners, chemical preservatives, or whatnot.
Yes.
So
I have the links up.
What they're putting in and what they're not putting in is the problem.
All right, pick up Chris's book over at ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077. We got another hour of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show this week on GCN. Those of you who'd like to be part of the program, it's 800-259-5791. I'm simply here to remind you, you know it, that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.